So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about this. So a friend of mine asked me a question. He said, Dan, how can I make some sales today? And I said, you need to create videos and podcasts and content, drive traffic. I said, all this stuff, but you should have done this 30 days ago. Because if you'd have done this 30 days ago, today you'd be making a sale and you wouldn't be needing to ask that question. And I know that's controversial, but it's like saying, how do I lose weight? Stop eating. Move more. Like, actually, that's not how you do it, because we know that that doesn't work and calorie deficits don't work. And I know that's controversial as well, but that's why we fast. It's an insulin response, not a calorie response. But you've got to start putting content out. You've got to start building a database. I say to people, which database system do you use for your emails? And they go, I haven't got one. And I'm like, well, where do you keep your list of people that you communicate with? I haven't got one. How long have you been in business? Well, 12 years. Well, if you started that 12 years ago, you'd have maybe 12,000 people on that database. You can send an email out saying, hey guys, we've got a 20% off offer. There you go, you made a sale. But you can't do that today because you haven't got a list. The stuff that we do today will count, not today. It will count in 10 years, in 5 years, in 1 month, in a week. Generally, it doesn't count today. I could starve myself, and let me rephrase that word because I don't like that word. I could fast all day, and there's a difference between fasting and starving, okay? Those results, really, I might drop some weight, but those results are usually a week behind. If I'm lifting weights and running on a treadmill, I'm not losing weight instantly. My weight loss comes in a week or 2 weeks after that. And what am I doing? I'm jumping on the scales and getting disappointed because I've not dropped 4 stone in a week. And this is what happens in business. You get upset because the leaflet drop that you did yesterday, 20,000 leaflets, and you've had 0 calls. That's not how that works. You drop your leaflets today and throughout the week you might start generating phone calls. But guess what? The more leaflets you drop at the same properties, the more phone calls you will generate over a period of time. If you don't drop any leaflets at any properties, you ain't generating anything. If you're putting content out today, you might not make money today. It might not be next week or next year. It might be in 10 years' time. I literally closed a website a couple of months ago from a guy who saw me speak in Manchester in 2007 or 2008. We're in 2020 right now. So that's 12 years, and we were laughing about his sales cycle being 12 years. But if I'd not gone to Manchester that night and spoken at that event, and probably at the time I was like, oh, I've got to go to Manchester, can't be bothered, because that's what I used to say to myself every time I had to go and speak at a gig. That's what I would say, right? But if I hadn't have done that, that money wouldn't have come in 12 years later. Sometimes that can be a sales cycle. Sometimes it can be tonight or tomorrow or the next week or the next month or the next year. And sometimes it might be 12 weeks. This video that I'm doing right now, someone in 10 years might watch this and go, damn, I've just watched that. 10 years ago, you really knew what you were talking about. Wow, why is it 10 years that I've missed out on all your other stuff? And then they might buy. And that's totally fine as well. This is about you putting out the content and forgetting about the results. And I know that's really hard because we are results-based, aren't we? Everyone is results-based. There's no point on going on a diet and if you're not losing weight, continuing in the diet. That's what we think. But what else are you going to do? You're going to just eat donuts and pizza and Coke? Is that going to help? Or actually staying on a diet, maybe the results just haven't dropped yet. And by the way, I have exactly the same problems when I start fasting. I get really despondent about not having got to my ideal weight. I mean, I've got 10 kilos that I need to lose. Almost, is it 10? Yeah, 10 kilos. That's 20 pounds I need to lose. And it's like, and I work hard for 3 or 4 weeks and then I get despondent and then I give up and back on pizza. That's not going to work. How on earth is that going to work? Why are people then doing that in their businesses? And don't get me wrong, I know of my own shortcomings. I know that. You don't need to remind me. But I do recognise in people's businesses that they can't see the cycle. I can see the cycle because I'm all the way much further out, whereas they're down here and I'm all the way up here looking down on all these different people who are doing all these different things and going, oh, no, no, that's not going to work. Change this, change that. Keep going. You're getting there. You just can't see a month or 6 years or 10 years into the future. But I can from the experience that we've had with all the other clients that we've had for the last 10 years. And when we look at where they are now compared to where they were back then, that's what makes the difference. And this is a journey. This is where the it's a journey, not a destination comes from, because you never reach a destination. You will never get there. Because if I lose those 10 kilos, I want to build up a muscle. So I will never be there. There'll always be something that I want to change and improve and adapt, because that's who we are as people. So it's the journey, not the destination. And when you start doing $3,000 a month, you want to get to $10,000 a month. And when you're doing $10,000 a month, you want to get to $100,000 a month, because there's always more to do. When you're doing £1 million a month, which is only 12 million a year, sounds like a huge amount, and it is, but it's still only 12 million a year. How do you do 100 million? Gymshark just recently, we'll do this in a podcast actually, but Gymshark just recently went and became a $1 billion company. The guy started it when he was 19. I think he's like 28 now. Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. He went from how do I make £1,000 a month to how do I make £10,000 a month? How do I make £100,000 a month? How do I make £1 million a month? Now the guy runs a billion-pound company, billion-dollar company probably, not £1 billion. But it takes time to do this, and you've got to put the time in now, and the results will come later. All right, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.